Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has as yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that revolved around walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you are about to hear belongs to Pam Patterson, an artist and performer from Canada.
I'm Pam Patterson from Bloomfield, Ontario, Canada. I've worked solo in collaboration with my performance partner in artifacts, Lena Rodvi, and more recently using technologically interconnected tools, have walked collectively with local and international partners. It is this resonance between the local and global during this pandemic lockdown that occupies me right now. Pre-pandemic, Lena and I walked together at sunset with WI Project's colleague Tricia Lamy. We circled Grange Park, Toronto in solidarity with Women Who Walk for Cal Portman's Terminalia Project. This walk at the physical edge of two nationally respected art institutions, the Art Gallery of Ontario and OCAD University, marked the razor's edge precariousness of women's artists' lives and labor. Beginning in March 2020, I joined several WhatsApp walks initiated by London walking artist Alyssa Oliva, exploring isolation, window viewing, and socially distanced walking. Moving from this, I then facilitated a walking event for Intersections, Anti-Racist Conversations about Sir John A. MacDonald here in Prince Edward County. Fellow cultural worker Christine Durant and I, in recognizing racism as systemic, designed a conversational walk to unpack oft-entrenched colonial ideologies. We activated a collective walk using WhatsApp photo sharing and text. Participants stepped onto the Millennium Trail at different locations in Prince Edward County or joined us from their home countries and others' cities. We asked, how might this trail, as remnant of a railway that connected island communities, be a metaphor for the Trans-Canada Railway? How did the Trans-Canada Rail Line unite or injure people? How does the Millennium Trail recognize the travels of Indigenous people, colonists, loyalists, residents, or visiting tourists? Images and text popped up in WhatsApp feeds that recorded the impact of national policies and individual actions on land. Where will I be in 2040? Dead, I expect, but my vision is for a technological and still embodied global local walking community that continues to walk with generosity, criticality, and care.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.